This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors. Yes, the website's up, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. John Reagan's with us from Studio D in Dallas. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John, I was kind of chuckling because I connected a couple minutes late, literally a couple, I mean, just, you know, 120 seconds late. And normally I'm connected right on the dot of 0900. And so I connected and I said, I'm here. And Justin said, that's good to know. So, hey, John, I think Justin goes through some of the same kind of feelings that we go through before the broadcast, wondering if, you know, everything's connected, wondering if we're going to stay on, wondering if our instructor's with us, right?
Yeah, it's exciting.
Hey, John, I am connected to the financialstateoftheunion.com, your website. Class, if you'd like to follow along with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And we've got posted on that website. Also, there's a link from USAPrepares.com, page one, that says it's called Resources for USA Preparers, October 20th. And so if you want to go down the links with us and follow along, we encourage you to do that. John, one thing I'd like to mention, though, over the weekend, you know, we have a lot of visitors here at the farm. And this couple showed up with two of our instructors, and they come to visit us a couple times a year, and they're from Texas. Now, she is a retired stewardess for an airline, and her husband and she get to fly, you know, wherever that airline flies for a very, very, very low cost or for free. And they fly standby, and they're ranked pretty high in standby because of service, and they pretty much get to fly most places they want to fly. Well, they came up to Missouri from Texas in a car. And the reason they did that is because of the concern about who is on airplanes as passengers, who has been in the airplane previously, and has there been any cleaning of the plane that would disinfect and kill the toxins, the pathogens, the biotoxins that were previously in the airplane, if any? And so I went to shake hands with this man, and he said, you know, he kind of stepped back and he said, I'm from Texas. Now, it really wasn't all that he was kidding. He was really saying, I'm from Texas. And he lives probably, let's say, 10 minutes or 10 miles as the mosquito flies from Dallas. So there is this concern, John, and I've also gotten calls from other instructors talking about Ebola. They are very, very concerned about it. And, you know, now when somebody coughs, they tend to say, I don't have Ebola. Really. So there is that heightened concern that we thought would happen. What have you seen?
One of the news articles here, a woman got off the DART light rail and threw up, and right. Everybody goes into a panic.
Right.
And according to DART, people get sick several times a day, whether it's from a bus ride or from the light rail. It's a normal daily occurrence, but now it's treated like a hazardous event.
Yeah, how about the man who was arrested for he was at a casino, and he mentioned Ebola and his wife, and he was arrested for it. It's like this is no joking matter. You know, I can understand that you know, we shouldn't be joking about those kinds of things, but this guy got arrested for it. I mean, whatever happened to management saying, hey, listen, you know what? There are a lot of people here. You might cause a small panic. How about if we're polite and we just don't say things like that? Wouldn't that be nice? No. The cops come, and when the cops come, either somebody gets shot or somebody goes to jail. And that's what happened in this case. He went to jail. John, didn't you get a receipt that you couldn't read?
I went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And the checkout proceeded fairly normally. And then right at the end, you know, the computer spits out the receipt.
Right.
And the checker grabs the receipt, or maybe just before she grabbed the receipt, she slathers her hands with this hand sanitizer, grabs the receipt to give it to me.
Yeah. And so the alcohol base and the hand sanitizer wiped out the thermal printing on the receipt. John, when I lived in Virginia, we had a family dentist, and you know, it was a very small town of 500 people. And of course, we knew the dentist, and we knew his wife, and so we had a great working relationship. And they were customers of ours, and we were customers of theirs, and family friends, and so forth. Been to each other's houses. And anyway, I was in the dentist chair, and he said, okay, I'll put you back there. Okay, open up wide. And he put on a face mask, like a face shield, surgical mask, gloves. And I said, hold it. This was in the 90s. I said, I don't have AIDS. Do you? And I wasn't kidding, because he was taking all these, you know, preventative measures. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, wherever he's been, he's not giving me AIDS or some other disease. And I wasn't kidding. So the reason I'm mentioning that is it works both ways. So when you're asked for ID, I think it's okay to ask them for ID. I've asked the police for ID. Now, they really don't appreciate that. When they ask me for ID, I ask them to prove who they are, too. I mean, because they're... I'd be glad to. I just need to make sure that you are who you appear to be. Okay, John, I'm at the financialstateoftheunion.com. I clicked on the news tab. Where would you like to start?
Well, since we're already talking about Ebola, if you're on the news tab, you can scroll down just a little bit. I've got another post called Still Live from Ebolaville. If you're directly into the resources page for today, there's a link to this underneath health, still live from Ebolaville.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I did this because there were so many links, I didn't want to clutter the resources for today. And it's not so much I want to talk about all of these, but to give you some resources to look at. You know, I'd heard that Ebola is a biohazard level 4 pathogen. But I got to thinking, okay, what are the biohazard levels and how do they categorize it? So I don't necessarily recommend Wikipedia for deep research, but for, you know, things that are not very controversial, it does tend to be a pretty decent resource. And that's what I've done here is I've linked to Wikipedia. Biohazard level one are things that are pretty benign. It includes things like E. coli and chickenpox. Level two are things that we would think of that are mild disease. A lot of these are childhood diseases, too. Some of them are serious. Things like hepatitis A, B, and C, the flu, Lyme disease, measles, mumps. And these can be done in a biohazard level two facility using level three procedures and practices. The level threes are some pretty serious things that can be fatal, such as anthrax, West Nile, SARS, TB, typhus, HIV, and even Rocky Mountain spotted fever is considered a level three. Level four is as bad as it gets. These are mostly the hemorrhagic type diseases, including Marburg and Ebola. Also have hantavirus, and one that's kind of surprising it's in there is smallpox, because most of the level four do not have vaccines or their treatment. We do have a smallpox vaccine, but it is still included in the level four. Now, when you get to the level four facility, you have a really strict protocol. The entrance and exit contains multiple showers, a vacuum room, ultraviolet light room, autonomous detection system, and other safety protocols. You know, it's really designed to be as foolproof as a human lab can be. Mm-hmm. So when we're sticking people in these hospitals that are not designed for level four, there's only four of them in the United States, and the grand total of 10 beds. We've got one in Atlanta, one Bethesda inside the D.C. Beltway. We've got one hospital in Nebraska and one in Montana, and that is it.
John Reagan's with us. And, John, you know, during the break, I'm going to look up ultraviolet light, since you mentioned that as a sterilizing method. We'll talk about that when we get back. John Reagan, Vinfinelli, USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, John Reagan's with us. And, John, you piqued my interest on ultraviolet light for disinfecting. And I'm thinking in our kitchen we have some can lights or recessed lighting. I was thinking, boy, you know, if we converted those to the PL13 style fluorescent tube and we put in an ultraviolet lamp that fits that socket, what a great way to go, you know? Just have one or two of those in the kitchen. Just running and disinfecting the kitchen all the time, and maybe putting one in the air return for the central heating system. Wouldn't that be a good idea? So I was thinking, will that work? I don't know. I haven't done the research, and I only had a couple of minutes to look it up. But what I found on eBay is, heck, you can buy four 9-watt ultraviolet lamps, the tubes, for $6. Four of them for $6. Shipping is included. So anyway, just a thought. If anyone listening to this broadcast classroom has some thoughts on that, if you could email me at vincent@usapreparers.com, vincent@usapreparers.com. I'll follow it up, and I'll let everyone know what your thoughts are, you know. And if you'd like to call in with that, that'd be great, too. John Reagan, what's next?
You probably wouldn't want to spend a lot of time with the UV lights, but they may do a fair job on the surfaces. If you get the right UV lights, you can use them for, you know, maybe 20 or 30 minutes a day in lieu of being out in the sun to produce vitamin D.
Okay.
Okay, and I guess since we're talking about disinfection, the bottom link in my Ebolaville post is a PDF from OSHA on cleaning and decontamination of Ebola on surfaces. They're primarily recommending bleach or a similar approved disinfectant. Now, when you use bleach on a surface, they expect you to leave it there for at least 10 minutes. And I've also read other posts on decontamination, including heat, which would be at least 140 degrees. So when you look at the decontamination for surfaces, the products they use would not be appropriate for humans because you either burn yourself with the bleach or burn yourself with the heat.
Right.
So Nixol, like Dr. Sheely says, you know, it's a great product and, you know, it's, at least on surfaces, has proven to work against these types of pathogen.
Right. And tonight at Jimmy's Egg, Springfield, 4:45 to 8 in the evening, we've got another free meetup. And Milo Carter is bringing Nixol, if you'd like to buy some. I've reserved 5 gallons for family and one for CJ. She's one of our students, and she listens regularly, so I'll have hers. And we're going to send it out to family. I suggest you consider that. We've had it for years, and we use it regularly here on the farm. Ayuti, our Neapolitan Mastiff, rolled in some rotting animal parts, and she really stunk to high heavens, and we sprayed her down with Nixol, and she's in the house, and she's fine. So we use Nixol here at the farm a lot. We spray cuts and wounds and abrasions on us, animals, and use it as a disinfectant, spray the counters, all kinds of disinfectant uses. And it's not like chlorine bleach, which is highly, highly, highly toxic. So that's one of the things that we're doing. So Milo Carter is going to be at the meetup tonight. He'll be selling Nixol at way, way, way below retail. I probably can't say the price because the factory will get calls from the local retailers complaining about what we did. So if you want it tonight at Jimmy's Egg, Springfield, Missouri, on Battlefield. Okay, John.
The second link shows what the gear looks like. You may have heard other people talk about how before this outbreak you could get a protection suit for $5. And those types of suits are not the appropriate gear for this level of biohazard. In this link, you can see what a biohazard level 4 suit looks like. It's positive pressure. And scroll down a little bit more, you can see level 3. And that level 3 is still above what those cheapy suits are. So,
yeah, these suits don't look like $5. These suits look like $500. John Reagan, Ben Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be back in a few minutes, and we're talking about the Financial State of the Union.com. Click on the news tab, and you'll be following with us.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Don't come complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Meet up tonight on Jimmy's Egg. We're gonna learn about Nixol, Ebola. We're gonna be able to buy it at very low prices. And we're going to learn about our car. Scott Mather is going to be with us. He's going to be teaching us how to tune our car, how to make it work better, last longer, and be more economical. How to maintain our vehicles tonight. Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8, absolutely free. Jimmy's Egg, Springfield, Missouri. 4:45 to 8. John Reagan, what's next?
Well, you know, antibiotics started being used in the 40s. Mm-hmm. And I think most of us grew up in the antibiotic era. And we kind of got spoiled because we got this belief that we can do pretty much whatever we want to and go to the doctor and get a shot or some pills and it'll take care of things. Well, we're now in an age where the bacteria has gotten resistant. So we're very close to living life in a world much like they did before antibiotics. And the third link in the Ebolaville post, manners aren't just for being polite, talks about the need to return to social manners and etiquette. Our very lives might depend on it. You didn't used to just go up and shake hands with people because you had no idea what you could catch from them. You'd bow, and if it's a woman, you'd tip your hat. But the actual physical contact was for close people that you knew well, not for strangers. And things that we consider etiquette, like opening a car door, opening the door to a building right. for a woman, is to protect her. And we may just need to think about going back to the, you know, what we thought was just being polite as actually being the best way to protect ourselves and stop the spread of diseases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John, as I understand it, as we became more and more urban, more and more of us moved to the cities for where employment was. You know, the factories, believe it or not, the factories used to be in the cities. And so the employment opportunities were in the cities, and people lived in the cities, and there was more waste, more trash, more disease, and it just became a spiral toward becoming more and more toxic, and we became more unhealthy. And yes, you're right, in the 40s, antibiotics appeared. And by the way, that was one of the reasons why we defeated Germany in World War II. We had antibiotics, and they didn't. Penicillin was a real big one. You're absolutely right. So, yeah, you can go out and be promiscuous, and, you know, so it's okay. Just, you know, get a shot, right? isn't that it, John? Isn't that what we're talking about?
Yeah, and it's interesting. the spread of Ebola is primarily through the contact with infected bodily fluids. And, yes. you know, that includes things like sweat, which I got to thinking, you know, what happens when we get the first professional athlete with Ebola, because that's going to cut down our, you know, bread and circuses. The circuses go away, and the bread's getting more expensive. Makes it more interesting what's in our future there. But yeah. all the bodily fluids, Ebola can last up to 61 days in semen. It's just a matter of days for other fluids.
You know, John, I was thinking about the professional athletes, and I was thinking about these sweaty locker rooms, you know, these damp conditions, these humid conditions. And I don't remember individual showers. It's almost like, you know, a room with shower heads, you know, and everybody just hops in and just makes room. And, you know, you stand on the same floor that everybody else is standing on. I think we might need to rethink that. And I'm wondering, as you, how long is it going to take to clear out a stadium? How long is it going to take? Baseball, football, basketball, hockey. How long is it going to take to clear out those sports venues once this happens?
I guess you would say the good news comes in the next post, R2, which talks about the R value of Ebola, which is how infectious something is. It talks, this is how many people an infected person will cause to be infected on average. Mm-hmm. So Ebola is a 2, which means one person will infect 2 people. That is equal with hepatitis C, one person infects 2 people. Mm-hmm. So, yes, hepatitis C is a problem, but it doesn't spread, you know, quickly and typically with casual contact. HIV is a level 4, as is SARS. One person infects 4 others. Now, other diseases that we're more familiar with from childhood, mumps is a 10 and measles is an 18. So measles is 9 times more infectious on a scale than Ebola is. Mm-hmm. That's the good news.
And the bad news is Ebola is 70 to 90% fatal.
Ebola will kill you where measles won't.
Right. Right. Good chart. And class, you can follow along with us at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Click on the news tab. And we're in Ebolaville.
And the next link is 42, which is very appropriate today because of, we just had the news announcements down here where, you know, the initial people that had contact with patient zero are now cleared because they've hit their 21-day limit. Well, mm-hmm. that's only part of the story, and this is from the World Health Organization, not the CDC. 95% of Ebola incubation period is from 1 to 21 days. So, yes, when you hit that 21-day period, that's most of it. However, 3% happen between the 21st and the 42nd day. So twice as long. Instead of 3 weeks, 6 weeks. So just because you haven't shown symptoms in 3 weeks, you're not totally out of the woods yet. And then they have another 2% that they're not sure. Now, it could be that it takes longer, or it could be they have no idea where they came into contact. So if you just listen to the mainstream news, they want you to believe that, you know, 3 weeks and everything's all good. And that's not the case.
John, I believe that fewer and fewer people are paying attention to the mainstream news. I really believe that. I believe that they're realizing that it's spun, there's misinformation, there's bad information, and they're perpetuating the lie or the big lies from the system. Like the economy's good. Don't worry about Ebola. You know, inflation, it's almost zero. All that is nonsense. All of that's nonsense.
You probably heard last week, woman upchucks at the Pentagon, and they called out everything. And the next link I have there is Pentagon ready to fire on Ebola. And the reason I pulled this one up, if you scroll down below the map, you'll see a guard at the Pentagon. And when I was at the Pentagon, all of the security force that I ever saw just had a sidearm, a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And that was even the day that there was a death threat made on the Secretary of Defense, which they really tightened down. You know, they went through briefcases on everybody coming in. But here we have somebody throwing up in the parking lot, and they come out with assault rifles. And this, you know, Pentagon cop is also wearing an ascot. You know, it just shows how much we've changed since the 80s It's not just, you know, the out in the civilian police force that's changed. It's also the protective force of the Pentagon as well.
John, the if you're talking about the same image that I'm talking about, there's a guy who has a submachine gun.
That's the one.
Okay. He's got a submachine gun. He's not wearing any hazmat protection. He's not wearing any personal protection from biohazards. There are fire trucks there. There are fire vehicles there, you know, SUVs and so forth. And this guy has a submachine gun. And my question when I first saw that was, is he going to shoot anybody coming out of the Pentagon, or is he going to shoot somebody coming trying to get into the Pentagon? What, actually, what is it? What is he there for? What is this guy there for? It just shows the ridiculous responses that our government has. No matter what it is, no matter what it is, they show up with guns, MRAPs, helicopters, drones. By the way, I watched last night a video from, I believe it was Nova, on drones. And if you want to see the threat that we are under, we the people are under, watch the video on Netflix on drones. It'll ruin your day. They can take out anyone, anywhere, from a little cargo container on a military base using satellite communications. And these guys make mistakes, and they kill innocent civilians and blow up stuff. And when they blow something up, they call it a splash.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family. Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, John, these military killers will sit in this like a cargo container. It looks like it's air conditioned. It's got power and it's got a lot of screens. They've got a joystick and they fly these drones thousands of miles away from where they are. You know, they're safe. They're safe in these cargo containers that you'd never think is a location that they're operating these drones from. And when they pick out a target, they squeeze the trigger, and from thousands of miles away, they use the word target. The people that they kill, the buildings that they blow up, the flesh that's vaporized. When that happens, the instant that happens, they say splash. They have these euphemisms that sound kind of pleasant, but body parts and blood and gore and guts are spread everywhere, and they use the word splash. So during the break, I posted on the website a glossary of military terms and euphemisms. USAPrepares.com. John, when you were in the military, did you use the words splash when you killed somebody or when you were talking about killing somebody?
The term that I came to know most while I was at the Pentagon on the nuclear planning system was collateral damage.
Yeah.
And we really wanted to keep that down. Of course, that was the good old days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as I was watching this video, I know I'm digressing, but as I was watching this video, John, I was thinking about, Barry and why he has such a vast amount of security everywhere he goes. We have picked on countries. They are terrified of us, and they want us to stop. the people who are, we the people want our economy back. The sovereign nations who we're blowing the infrastructure up of, they want us to stop. And this guy could stop it. But we're not. So that's why he has such a high security detail. And that's why he's so concerned about his security. Whereas Putin, I don't think he has those problems. I think he's out in the public. He's meeting and greeting. As a matter of fact, I think a lot of Americans would rather trade Putin for Barry. I think they'd be delighted with that trade. Back to you.
Let me go through and explain why I posted some of these others. We just plain won't have time to get into details. CDC to bankrupt hospitals, the protocols for handling biohazard is expensive, and just one patient can literally bankrupt a hospital. And if you're unfortunate enough to get it, I've got the and patients where the cameraman that was flown back to the States has already racked up over $500,000 in medical bills. What is the FDA thinking? Has this machine that the military uses to see if somebody's infected with Ebola, they get an answer back in 30 minutes, 90% accuracy. But our hospitals can't do that. They go through this two-day process. And the reason being is because the FDA has not approved this for our hospitals. We will come back to the NIH priorities. CDC says, well, let's let everybody in. We can track everybody. And this is the same time news is coming out that DHS loses track of 167,000 convicted criminal aliens. Then they called for Obama to appoint an Ebola czar. So in order to prosecute the war on Ebola, Obama selects an attorney. Well, I guess actually you could say he did select a doctor, a spin doctor. And this new czar not only misses his first meeting, he was AWOL for his second meeting as well. And, you know, nurses are really on the front line of this. And Obamacare is now leading to layoffs. And it's not a left-right issue. Comments from a level 3 trained hospital worker is a Huffington Post article. And it is not political. It is scientific.
All of this is available for your reading pleasure at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John Reagan's website. Click on the news tab and it'll take you right where we are right now. After top of the hour news and commercial announcements, John and I will be back. We'll be talking more about the news you need to know and how to protect yourself. I'm Vince Fanelli.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
With all the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and save big on nascent iodine, which usually sells for $29.99, now only $24.99. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. topicals, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.